Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Check in with Ivy Tech every Thursday just after 325.
Jennifer Rusk is the director of accelerated programs
at
Ivy Tech.
Wait a second. Has she been on here before? Well, let's ask her. Jennifer, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
As long as you're laughing, you can stay as long as you'd like. And that includes laughing at us. You don't, or you can, with us is up to you, but at us is just fine as well. Is this your maiden voyage with us?
It is not.
I didn't
think
it was.
This is like the third time I've been on here, but I had a different title
before.
Yeah, I was
going to say, it's the new title.
You try to confuse us, but I knew that name was familiar. What was your old title, just so we can get a point of reference?
I was the ASAP program director.
Well, there you go.
Now that we've added some additional programs. So
well, ASAP
now
is under your new title, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
When we talk about acceleration, and I was joking about this before you called, it seems like everything that Ivy Tech is doing now is a lot of the gas pedal as opposed to the brakes. We're trying to get folks either certifications or we're trying to get them in these programs where it doesn't stretch out over 2 years. And it gets them back either into the workplace improved or it gets them the head start they need to jump in and take it even higher. How important has this? Well, it's created a new department. Tell me all about it.
So we're very excited. So we've always had ASAP, but with our new program, it's called Ivy Accelerate. So we started this idea that, you know, working adults have jobs and families and social commitments, but they could really benefit from a really structured program on evenings where they know they need to commit ahead of time to a set day and time, and can graduate on time with the help of other students and mentors. So most adults are graduating with their associate's degree in 4 to 6 years. So we're going to help accelerators do that in 2 years. So the students are in two courses every 8 weeks, and they're virtually for now, Mondays and Wednesday evenings. So they know when they sign up for the program, they only need to commit to those Monday and Wednesday evenings for classes. They don't have to worry about trying to fit it in with the rest of their schedule. They can work everything else around that. And then we'll do one Saturday a month, the first Saturday of the month. And those Saturdays are going to be, because they're in a cohorted program, they'll get to know each other, do some team building, some career development, and then also transfer information for those students who want to continue on for their bachelor's degree. And they really have, there's a lot of great opportunities, so they can actually enroll for free in this program through Next Level Jobs Scholarships, and then also AYD or the other scholarships that Ivy Tech offers to students, or specifically to the Ivy Accelerate students. And so they can choose between business administration, cybersecurity, information assurance, or pre-nursing. And they really start out with that path to earn that certificate in a year, and then they can decide at any time if they want to then continue for that second year to earn that associate's degree. And we have information sessions, so anyone can go to the ivytech.edu website and search Accelerate, and they're going to find our page that has all this great information about, you know, future information, my information if they want to contact me to ask me questions or attend one of our info sessions, so that they can learn more about the program. And then also we will be doing launching second 8 weeks, which is October 26th. So right now we're really pushing students to come in, you know, and sign up for those second 8 week fall classes. And that's when we're going to start with this program. And we are extremely excited. Students will need to fill out an application specifically to the program. They need a letter of recommendation, and then they come in for an interview, because we do want to make sure that not only that they're a good fit for the program, but the program is a good fit for them. So we're really excited about that. And then our other accelerated program, it's for recent high school grads, and it's our ASAP program that I've been on the show to talk about in the past, and that's our program where students earn their associate's degree in 11 months. So it's 5 8-week sessions, Monday through Thursday are classes, and then Fridays we do fun activities. The four-year colleges come out to recruit them. We do great social learning. So this week we're out cleaning Daniel's Way for the road cleanup. We do fun summits. We actually are doing a summit with every ASAP student in the whole state will get together. It's also a selective program, so students have to apply directly to the program. but they've, you know, our retention rates are amazing. We have 90% retention, 80% of them graduate on time, with an additional 10% that graduate after an additional semester. And it's been really, really exciting. We've been doing that for 6 years so far. This summer, they were completely virtual, but these kids are amazing. We had 40% of our students made the dean's list with a 3.5 GPA or higher, and 7 of them had 4.0s while trying to do virtual during a pandemic. I mean, these kids are awesome.
I couldn't make the dean's list when there wasn't a pandemic. So
made the dean's list.
Well, I did.
The wrong one.
The one that you open the right-hand drawer and see whose name is on it there. Well, that's fantastic. And with the high school, who do you feel adapts quicker? Is it the younger kids because they're young and flexible? Or is it the working group knowing that the sooner they can get this done, they can get a raise at work or a better job or better hours or whatever it may be? That's got to be an interesting dichotomy.
Oh, it is. And we, you know, honestly, the students are amazing in either age group, because you have those high school students that, you know, they're very, you know, these are the driven students that want to get out in the workforce. They know if they graduate a year early, they're going to earn money instead of being in school. And then you have the adults where there's more at stake. You know, they have a family, they have already have a job that they know that they can, you know, earn more money and be promoted by earning this extra credential. So really, both groups are just amazing. I couldn't even say which group of student I prefer working with, because they're all just wonderful.
And you say the change to Zoom and not as much in-person stuff, that hasn't bothered anyone? That's even more fascinating.
Well, it's bothered them.
Well, right. Not in the GPA department, it doesn't seem like.
No, they've been really resilient and wonderful. But that's part of the draw of the program, is they're in a cohort. So they become like a little family, and they take care of each other.
We're speaking with Jennifer Rusk, who's
the
director.
You know, Keith, maybe if I could have gone to college in my pajamas, maybe I'd have been an academic.
We have a no pajamas rule.
Well, see, there you go.
Sorry about that.
But at home, when you Zoom, hey, you can do anything you want. That's right. Life is good. Life is good. Well, Jennifer Rusk is our guest this afternoon.
And she is the director of accelerated programs at Ivy Tech. And Jennifer, there's a couple of points here to make. One is, let's talk about the ASAP program. You have kids that have done the equivalent of 2 years of college work in a year, and they go on to a four-year institution. The 4 years got to love that, because they got a kid coming in, maybe they're not all kids, but they got somebody coming in there that's successfully done college level work. And it looks to me like those 4 year colleges brag a little bit about their graduation rates. Well, here's a guarantee. This person's already done 2 years successfully. So that's going to look real good on your record.
Yeah, they do. They really do like our students, and our students, you know, will earn these extra scholarships at those 4 year degrees. We're hoping that we can also get those for our Accelerate students as that program progresses. But our students love Ivy Tech so much that right now I have two staff members, and they both went through the program.
Right. Well, let's talk about the thing that you're talking about, the cohort group for the older group now. This isn't just Ivy Tech saying, well, let's do this. A lot of this is based on businesses in the community saying, we need more of, and they need to be trained in this and that kind of stuff. So you're responding to community needs, which also means, in layman's language, there are jobs out there for these people when they get done.
Absolutely. And we really did choose degree programs that we knew would fit those criteria. We're working, you know, hard with admissions and workforce alignment and our AYD program to try to find those students who would most benefit from the program. So we found that right now, at least, business, cybersecurity, information assurance, and that pre-nursing were the best fit for us. But we are definitely open to adding more programs if that's what's needed for our community.
For somebody that's not familiar with terminology we use in college and stuff, what is the advantage of a cohort?
Oh, well, I mean, imagine going through a difficult, intense program all by yourself, or imagine going through an intense, difficult program with a couple of buddies going through the same thing, who will support you and take care of you and help you get through it and work through your problems. And that is what a cohort is. It's a family. It really, truly is.
Well, the IU football team is using the same thing in their position groups. All the wide receivers hang out together. All the running backs hang out together. Same thing. Common interests. We're all going to study the same plays. We're all going to do this and that. And it makes complete sense, and it's easier to figure out if someone's not feeling good where to go back and look for it, and in that sense as well. So it's you're right. It's easier when you don't have to go it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we look forward, we always have deadlines, and you got to sign ups by. This program happens in the fall and in the spring and in the summer. Jennifer, if people aren't thinking about it immediately, when should they start having this on their radar again down the road?
Sure. So, I mean, obviously we would like students to start as soon as possible, but if they would like to start in the spring, they could definitely begin in the spring. We'll probably open it up every semester for students. We're doing it second 8 weeks because we're in a pandemic and things are, we're being flexible. But absolutely, we do anticipate accepting more students in the spring for the program. Ivy Tech, you know, we at Ivy Tech, we really want to make sure that we're fitting what best fits our community. And if that's what our students need, then we'll start another cohort in the spring as well.
Jennifer Rusk is our guest. She is the Director of Accelerated Programs at Ivy Tech. And let's get some adults' attentions who are listening to us right now. When we talk about the ASAP program, those kids are doing 2 years of work in 1 year, and that means they save all of that money. And then that is all transferable to the four-year college as a two-year program.
Absolutely.
Think in terms of, tell the parents what kind of money they're saving by doing this.
Oh, wow. So we, you know, we want our students to end up at the four-year college, absolutely. So we don't, you know, we think very highly of the transfer schools. But, you know, coming to Ivy Tech, 60 credits with us is less than 30 at most four-year colleges. Mm-hmm. So students are saving quite a bit of money by starting out with us. And, you know, they're still ending up at the four-year college. They're still earning their bachelor's degree. But with us, at least, they are saving that initial money, and there are some amazing scholarships. And regardless of students' age, they can still qualify for those next-level job scholarships for those certificates.
And now, you got another thing that's going to be happening. It's called the Youth Leadership Academy. Explain that one. That's a kind of a different program, too.
Yeah. So at Ivy Tech, academic, kind of the academic affairs department, they have this Youth Leadership Academy every year, and years ago my daughter went through it and had such a wonderful time. So students do need to apply by the September 28 deadline, but it's for 7th and 8th graders who come together and they learn some great leadership skills. They go through, it's kind of like they're this little cohort group that learn about civic commitment and engagement. They'll develop leadership skills, and then they'll create this community service project that then they will actually demonstrate and talk about later on this year.
Well, and the other thing is that you've got a special programs for adults, too, and some arts things going on. I saw something that intrigued me, something about building piñatas.
Yeah, so our Center for Lifelong Learning is amazing. And even though we've been virtual for a lot of our things, it hasn't stopped them. You know, they're still having all these great classes. So there's individual dance classes, and then also for adults and youth, there's great art classes, cartooning, drawing, piñata making, and actually there's a class where students can make their own, could make their own Halloween costume, which would be a lot of fun, I think, even for adults, really.
All right, now I want you to talk briefly.
You should have brought the piñata, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, I think it's got candy in it.
Well, that's right. Why. And Keith's got a big stick over there, so we could
have... Yeah, I asked her, I said, what if I didn't, if I ate all the candy before the piñata was done?
Well, these things happen.
Yeah. Real quick, before we let you go, one of the hottest things right now in the high school level, even middle school, and in college, some colleges are offering college scholarships in this, and I'm just going to give you the name of it, and you can tell us about it, and I know Mike's going to be interested in this, eSports.
Gaming.
eSports. Yeah.
That's the gaming stuff. The kids go in and they play games in college. They give college scholarships for this.
That's right. You figure out how to program, figure out how to plan, figure out how to do all that fun stuff. Yeah,
well, I mean, we're going to do an event where the students can play these esports.
Yeah, and Nick LaPlante is the guy that's doing all of this for Ivy Tech. And he's the information technology guy. And I understand. I've met him once. He is the guy that's just really big on esports.
Well, I mean, the Pacers have an esports team. The professional sports leagues have these. It's growing exponentially. Where If you have young kids like I do, they will get on YouTube and watch somebody play the game want to play, which makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, and high schools and colleges are giving...
They think it's great.
They're giving letters to the kids for those sports. Guys and girls.
That's it. Get on there and have some fun. And maybe you'll learn how to fly an F-35 while you're doing all of that. Jennifer, what's on tap for the weekend in your household?
Oh, not much.
Nothing
it's not
wrong
very
with
exciting.
That. Nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, relaxing. But before, I do want to say,
oh, please.
Fall registration, please. Students, second 8 week fall registration is open. Second 8 week classes start October 26th. And our express enrollment week is coming up, so we will be having those so people can come in virtually and meet with our staff next week to enroll in classes. And we're, you know, very excited, and we're hopeful that we'll get a good turnout for that.
And Jennifer, if people would like more information, what is the easiest source to access it from?
ivytech.edu, honestly, in a good search.
That's it. It's that easy. So anybody can have their questions answered for any of these programs. And
how do they get a hold of you, Jennifer?
That's right.
jrusk5@ivytech.edu.
Write it down, kids.
jrusk5.
There you go.
@ivytech.edu.
No secret handshake. Nope. You just have to remember that. Right. Great job, Jennifer. Great to hear from you again. The programs sound incredible, and we hope people are ringing the internet off the hook. Can you do this? Is that possible? Can we
ring the internet?
That's it.
Yeah, buzzing.
The internet's ringing off the hook, Keith. Great job, Jennifer. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. You too.